everybody, and welcome to the fifth podcast for Mario Party Legacy site, Cookie Boy 17. And today I am joined by Super Zambazy.
Hey.
Spider Star You.
Hello.
And Dark Boo.
Oh, hello.
Oh, we're just so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot to cover today, a lot. So just get something to drink, get something to eat if you want. Just sit back and relax. Quick thing. AJ, if you guys remember him, he won't be here today since, as you might remember, he was on vacation in China. He got back today, but he's tired, so he's taking a rest, and the Joker isn't here today, so it's the four of us rolling today. So.
You kind of made it sound like he died. You're like...
Yeah. he's alive, guys, don't worry.
All right.
But, before we jump into all the Mario Party 9 stuff, we're just going to get a quick feed from everybody what we've been doing lately. Starting off with Dark Boo.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have a lot to say about that. What have I been doing? But besides all the negative, and let me go to the positive, I've been hosting my Mario Party 1 style adventure game. It's been going well. I had to remove a person because it was an active game, and he wasn't even active. He just joined, and then I gave a day. I really was given a day because the board map is just huge, so I have to update rapidly. So I had to kick him out. Sorry to say, but besides that, I haven't been playing any game. If I do play a game, it's Mario Kart Wii, and I get angry and frustrated, so I cut the game off. So that's pretty much it.
And Spider Star, you?
Well, I've been hosting my form game Mario Party Interactive Forecast. I started on MPL, sort of like Boo. I had to remove a player because he joined and he didn't even move once. So I had to remove him, replace him with Dark Boo. So I've been looking for sites and such because, my forms have been like Mario Party Legacy, which I spend a lot of time on, and Smash Boards, and that's pretty much all the forms I go on. So I've been looking for more forms lately. For games, I'm just playing the usual Mario Kart Wii. Yes, that's it. I've been looking forward to Mario Party 9 as well, if I should mention that.
Yeah.
Now wait, we all are. Is this guy that's not moving or whatever, is it the same guy for both of you?
Yeah, same person.
I don't want to mention him though, because that'd be rude.
Right, yeah.
And on that note, Super Zamzy, what have you been doing lately?
Okay. Yeah, you guys remember, I'm still playing Half-Life. This is the fifth week in a row. And I told you guys that little tale about me not being able to jump over the box. So,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
I threw on the game this week again, and, it's been like a week. Maybe, I think it was like 2 weeks already. I gave the game some time, maybe, no hard feelings, whatever, just give us some time. I turned it on, I tried jumping over the box, same problem. I just minimized the game, I went to Google, I typed in Half-Life, can't jump, and then the first like suggestion was like, Half-Life can't jump over box in like this chapter, and I'm like, this is perfect! And, I followed that link, and apparently tons of people have been having this problem. Solution, you just need to crouch jump. So you have to, crouch and then jump. And which is, that's something that happens in a lot of games. And, I just didn't think about it. So now it works. And, now I'm moving on. I don't have to waste any more time, trying to jump over a box.
Jumping over a box is going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, I never thought it'd be that hard. But, whatever. Yesterday I tried the Mass Effect 3 demo. I haven't played the other two games, but this demo was pretty cool. I only played for like 30 minutes because I started making my character, and it's like, if you've played The Sims, you have to like choose the head shape and the nose and the eyes and the hair and everything.
Yeah,
so I spent like 30
minutes. I saw that. So.
So I finished my character and I, started playing the game, and then I checked the time and it was like way past midnight. I'm like, I gotta go to sleep. So I haven't touched it since. And I played some Super Mario Sunshine today because I'm doing a little feature on Generic Grasslands.
Oh, so, flashback then.
Mm-hmm. So That's me.
Well, for me, of course, I'm still playing Madden as usual. I didn't play that much like the past week though. I got NBA 2K12 like just for basketball, just playing basketball. And yeah, that's about it. I haven't been doing much else. Jeremy Lin, go Jeremy Lin, go Knicks. You guys ever heard? You guys hear about Jeremy Lin?
Yes, I have. They going ballistic. They going crazy on him. They talking about he's the best.
Yeah, it's like he's an Asian person, which like raises up the Asian market, and he's just like randomly doing good for the Knicks. And then New York market, which is a huge market, so like that's a whole phenomenon. And it's like the whole New York sports thing is like taking off. Because the Giants won, the Knicks are doing good, the Rangers, the hockey team, they're doing good. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. But yeah, and now we move on from that. Without further ado, we're going to jump into the Mario Party 9 discussion. And we're going to go right to everybody's favorite discussion. Who is the new character, Mario Party 9? As you may know, there's 11 characters that have been confirmed. And no one knows who the 12th one is. And according to some a bunch of new stuff from MarioParty.de, big shout out to them. They've been uploading a bunch of new stuff. So yeah, check out their site, MarioParty.de. But they upload a screen video or whatever. And you can see there's 10 characters. Two of them are missing. One that we know is Shy Guy, but who's the second one?
I think it's Sniffit. You know that Shy Guy-like creature with the, like, barrel mouth? I really think it's him, but I can't be too sure. But when you think of a partner for Shy Guy, who's better than someone who looks almost exactly like him? Sort of like with Yoshi and Birdo, how they're both dinosaurs, Mario and Luigi, they're both plumbers and etc. So I think Sniffit would fit in just right with being Shy Guy's partner.
I disagree. 100%. Sorry, but he's like way too similar to Shy Guy. The whole partner thing, like, it's clearly evident that they're partnering them up, but I feel for like these last four, Toad, Koopa, Shy Guy, and whoever this mystery person is, I don't think they're being paired up. Toadette definitely not, because she would have been paired up with Toad, which isn't the case in the screenshot. I really think it's DK. He hasn't showed up anywhere in this game. I mean, he's a character that's appeared in every single title, and he has a pretty big role. I think he's the last character. They're saving him for... That's why they're not telling anyone. He's like this comeback. It's gotta be.
But that would make sense, being teamed up with Shy Guy. That would not make sense. They have nothing in common.
Yeah, but I don't see this whole partnering up thing. I don't see it happening for every character. I do want to bring up something that HJ said. He said that a Shy Guy in Mario Party 4 had a jungle board. So DK's related to the jungle. So connection.
That's far-fetched. That's far-fetched.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some something here. Connected to,
I think they shelved DK. I love DK. He's like one of my favorite video game characters ever. But I think they shelved him in the Mario Party series. His role has obviously declined a lot since he wasn't playable. I think they just got rid of him, unfortunately. I still think it's Toadette.
I honestly do not know.
Yeah.
Because it just, to me, it does not look like they are partnering up. It just looks like the way they arrange the characters, it may look like they partner up, but they just listen to characters making it look bliss. I do not think it's partner up. I don't even know who it was. If I was to guess, and they said that the play you haven't seen, I would have to guess. Oh my goodness, Bandit? One, I wouldn't even know. I would guess Bandit.
Another possibility is Ninji, that purple little creature on Super Mario Bros. 2. Maybe.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
You don't know that creature? He's from Super Mario Bros. 2, that little purple jumping creature. Oh, well, I have. And it's a possibility, maybe. Maybe not.
What about Rosalina? Because we're seeing even more like Super Mario Galaxy references, the whole space theme. And maybe?
Oh no, I don't think so. I do not think so.
Yeah, I still don't think Kaysha is a winger.
Because I'm not asking if you guys like her. I'm just asking, do you think, you know, whether you want it or not, if that's a possibility.
I do like Rosalina. I just don't think she's going to be playable, per se. Maybe she'll make an appearance, but as in terms of playability, I really don't see it.
I'm going with a bias no.
Okay, so how about everyone just say what character you think it is. I'd say DK.
Toadette.
Sniff it.
Bandit.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. You got all corners covered with those characters. So, yeah, that's enough for the character talk. We'll go into a few sites put up previews for this game. Starting off with Zona Red, they put up a thing. There wasn't that much shown in this, except for they confirmed there's 12 playable characters. Like we said, there are 12. They said that the Wii Remote is going to be used horizontally for most of the games. Kind of like the Mario Party 8 setup, where it'll just use horizontally as like a pretend controller.
Which isn't even a bad thing, because if a lot of games just use a bunch of waggle, I mean, what good is that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I was happy. Not for all mini games, because some mini games, the Wii Remote, you shake it left, it'd be like seconds before it actually goes in that you shook it left or shake it right. And I'm like, okay, this is gonna be doing too much. So I'm actually happy that for most of the mini games, the Wii Remote is held horizontally.
Yeah, you look at mini games like Flip the Chimp on Mario Party 8.
Yeah.
That was a no-no.
I would hope that something like that, something even close to that, doesn't happen in this game.
I just could not take another mini game like that.
But if it does, I'm sure they'll do it right. Because
I'm just saying another mistake like that, not really another game. But anyways, from the rest of the Zona Red thing, they said a lot of stuff from Mario Party Galaxy 1 and 2, Mario Sunshine, and New Super Mario Bros. Is going to be in the game, which is one reason why a lot of people think Rosalina is going to be a playable character or make an appearance. And then there's going to be Endgame Awards, kind of like the minigame stars. The bonus stars.
Bonus stars.
Yeah, except for it won't work the same way. Probably mixed up since it's just mini stars.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the Zona Red preview. And the next one comes from another site, Vandal. This one gave more information, such as the dice box we were talking about. We want to know what those did, and it wasn't really that hard to figure out. But they do. It's like you get a zero dice box. I think you only get like a zero or one. You get a three dice box. You can only do one, two, three. A six dice box, four, five, six, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For the bosses. Pretty simple. For the bosses, the preview. Because it's in a different language, it was translated. We thought it said three bosses per board. It's actually not, because you know we have new videos of the boss selection screen, and there's only 14. Seven boards, two bosses each. That's it. And Chief is not the boss of Toad Red. It is the boss of the water level. So, yeah.
That was like Boop or something, right?
Blooper Beach.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
That board looks interesting.
Yes. It's long. But we have another stage that's longer, but we get to that later.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they expose some of the mini games, said what they would do.
Mm-hmm. Just
so now again, now we're gonna get into that. Some of the board stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see, it's special. Not really anything given out, I don't think, after that. Well, they said there was no online, if you didn't know that.
They say it's one of the best Mario Party games. Good sign.
Oh, yeah, that's a no. And it says it takes full advantage of the Wii hardware. Also a good sign.
I really hope so, because Mario Party 8, oh.
Yeah, definitely did not. So, that's the Vandal one. And then there's one for Endzone side. They did another one, and they had some. It was like a magazine. They had some screenshots in the magazine about it.
But this one was actually a review. So this is the second review we've gotten for Mario Party 9. They based it on two categories. They gave it a 75% for single player and an 85% for multiplayer. Again, good scores. I mean, you can't expect single player to be that good. I mean, this is a multiplayer.
It's Mario Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see those as really good scores.
Ditto. And they did some comparisons to Mario Party 8 to Mario Party 9, such as of course, like we said about the Wii hardware. As you guys know, sometimes the screen will be black on the sides in the 69 version.
For Mario Party 8?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't black. It had this ugly border. Like, they
made
it
themselves. There's this border, yeah, I remember
that thing.
It's,
like, all colorful and nasty, and you have to look at it all the time. Ah.
Yeah, I hated that thing. So, yeah, that's gone.
I would have preferred black just at that point.
Yeah, yeah, another thing they said, they upped the tempo, which is obviously a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody likes to sit there and watch, like, countless animations taking a minute.
Oh, yes.
And one thing, there's no turn limit. And that's a big thing. It's just go to the end of the board. They said one game lasts about 45 minutes, no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. So that's not anything changing. Good or bad thing?
I think it's a good thing, because sometimes an hour is just right, but sometimes it's not, and you have to just cut the game short. So 45 minutes is kind of a good balance. Not too short, not too long. At least
yeah, especially when you're thinking like you're playing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they have to do something, you never know.
Right.
45 minutes is okay. It's just okay. Not too long, not too short. That's like a normal Mario Party 1 game. Like, I've been playing Mario Party 1 lately, and it's a lot like that, just 40 minutes, and I like that. Short and simple.
Yeah, the early Mario Party games just go quite quick.
Yeah.
And one more thing they said, the mini stars, the silver and red or purple ones or whatever, they're the only currency in the game. There's no coins, no anything else, just mini stars.
So I'm guessing... Again,
good or bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm actually happy because on the other previous Mario Parties, once you get to like... You know it's 50 turns. Once you get to, like, turn 40, you already know who's going to win. Mm. Especially on Mario Party 8, because there's no chance time or something that can just change the whole gameplay. So by the time you, like, turn 40, 45, you know if you have, like, 18 stars and another person got, like, 2 or 3 or 5, and knowing they don't have that many coins as well, you be like, okay, I know I'm going to win. And thinking about the coins, the coins, they were only used for one thing only. They were only used to buy this, buy that. And I found that there was no reason for the stars. I was like, okay, stars is just like, I don't have a valid definition of why the stars were there. I know they were to collect, but what was the main purpose with the coins instead? So I'm actually happy this is the only currency.
And it's not like before where you would rack up like over 100 coins, and at that point it's really how many stars you have. Now it's more like you have to make a decision. Do you want to lose your – this is what you're using to win. Do you want to use this on, I don't know, maybe buying an item or something? Is it going to be worth it in the end? You have to make those decisions. So it's kind of cool.
Yep. And a quick thing, some of the cons that they said in the review – one of them was the unlockables are boring and useless. I'm sure that doesn't really concern anybody since it is Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
Not really known for unlockables being special.
I mean, I'd like them to be cool because, you know, that's... I mean, who wouldn't? But, I mean, it's not really what the game's about.
Yeah. There's probably unlockable... They call it two unlockable characters. Probably unlockable board, like a Bowser board.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably just, like... They said, like, figurines and stuff will return, so probably that would be the rest, so... That is boring, but you can live with it.
Yeah.
And then another thing they said, playing this game alone is boring, and I guess they mean probably like without the AI too, because you could take off the AI people and drive by yourself.
That's another thing they said. One person.
I think so. I mean,
I wouldn't like that.
Extremely boring.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Let's play by themselves.
I don't know. That's what I thought it meant. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think that's right, because you just... What do? You just, here, I'll roll a die, and then, okay, I'll roll it again, and, like, I'm always winning, because I'm the only one here. Like, fighting bosses.
Unless there's like something like where you have to like beat a score, as in you have to try to beat your previous score. Like let's say you got like 46 and you want to try to beat it, so you play again and like hope to get something more than 46.
Do you think that's what like time trial mode is?
It's definitely possible.
God, that does
time not. Otherwise, I don't really don't see what.
Time trial mode can be. If that's time trial mode, that's boring because that's 45 yeah. minutes of just. You know,
oh,
it'll probably be less than if it's only one person, but still, like, that would be boring.
What would you do during minigames? Like, by yourself again? Do you just always win? This is like the handicap. Just take out the computers. It's gotten that bad.
Yeah, so I guess I'm wrong. Not that you look at it that way. But the last thing they said, the music sounds like you're on a fun fair, which kind of sounds like a rehash of Mario Party 8.
Yeah. Before we move on, though, there's just three more pieces of information from this. They said minimal loading times. Okay, whatever. They say luck minigames are gone. You might find one or two. I think that's
Ooh.
Pretty big.
No.
Yes, hallelujah! Yes!
Yeah, let's get a clap for that one.
Woo!
I love luck minigames.
I hate them.
I don't.
Battle luck minigames are the worst.
Exactly. Those are ridiculous.
There's no way you could disagree with that. There's no way you could disagree with a 50 coin battle would cut the rope.
Exactly. It always was cut from the team.
It would always be that game. Cut from the team.
I was just going to say that that's like the only mini game that I don't know why. I just find it like really intense. I'm like, oh. Like you just get blasted off a canyon. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Now.
I just die first and I just get mad. That's what happens in that game.
Alright.
But that's it for the end zone view, right?
Well, and they said there's unlockable zodiacs, so I'm guessing like the things in the sky.
Like a Mario Party 4?
Constellations.
I believe so.
And like constellations.
Unlockable fireworks. So I don't know how that fits
in. Ooh, that sounds cool.
But yeah,
well, they did say that unlockables are boring and useless at the same time, so you never know.
Opinion.
It could be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly.
Stay positive, though. But, that is it for the reviews that came out. And one more thing, we're going to get into like some trailers and stuff just now, but for anybody who's on Club Nintendo, there's a survey out for if you're going to buy Mario Party 9. If you take that, you get 10 free coins. You just have to fill it, like, it's the usual survey you fill out.
I did it.
I believe it's only for North America, because I couldn't find it on any of the other Club Nintendos, so.
So, yeah, some asterisk for the European, Australian, whoever else is on here. Just note that. If it's not there, we've warned you. But, yeah. With that being said, like I said, we're going to jump to a trailer. They released a new trailer on, like, February 13th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's from Nintendo of Italy, so. The trailer had Italian words, so you can't really tell what it said.
Oh, I could be of assistance for that.
Perfect.
Yeah, but it revealed a lot, so we're going to go through that.
All right, so does everyone have the trailer up? Yeah?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Alright, so first scene, this is clearly the opening. It's gotta be. Mario...
Story mode.
Yeah,
it's gotta be story mode / opening.
Yeah, so Mario and the gang, I guess, they're all looking up at the stars, like, as they always do, have nothing better to do. And they're getting, like, sucked up into, like, this weird vortex. You find out it's Bowser and Bowser Jr. You know, they freak out.
And this weird machine that looks like a duck. Yeah, it's obviously not your, like, interesting storyline, as has been every single Mario Party game.
And
Bowser sucks stuff, and that's it.
It looks good, I think. I like you clearly see both the new Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Galaxy styles mixed in there. The castle and everything.
True. Yeah, and then the whole Bowser Jr. team worked there.
Yeah,
Thousand Gouts.
About that, what scares me is that little platform that they're on reminds me of the Bowser board in Mario Party 8.
Yeah.
I really hated that place. So
that actually reminded me of in Mario Galaxy, when you go to the Bowser stage, you get all the way to the top of the castle and there's always that platform. That's what that reminded me of.
Huh. I never thought about that.
That was my take for it.
So
yeah, any last words about the story?
Something to take note of. It's the people that are by the little what is it called? Telescope. The people that are crowded around the telescope is all the confirmed characters that we know of, except Shy Guy. He's not there.
Shy Guy, because he's unlockable.
Yeah, that's we later find out. We didn't know that at the time. But they also have...
Yellow Toad is there.
Yes.
But Yellow Toad looks like he's in a guide position.
Yeah.
Especially in the screenshot. In the single screenshot there is, he looks like he's in a guide position there.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see in other videos that he appears as the host of all the other boards and the main menu. So he's pretty much the host of Mario Party 9.
We got a host back. Mario Party DS didn't have one, so we got a host, and it wasn't anything corny like MC Ballyhoo. I can live with a Yellow Toad.
I was going to say that after MC Ballyhoo, that it was a good choice to go without a host in the next game for the DS.
Yeah, Yellow Toad is cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
I could live with him.
Yeah.
And then, so that's the story. And after that, they showed a little bit of the first board, Toad Road. Mm-hmm. After that, they showed us this magma board that we had never really seen much of beforehand.
The only thing we knew was that there was a Chain Chomp boss in some lava mountain area. So now we learn a little more about that.
Yeah, but that's... screen right there. Even though it's not your turn, you still have a choice into what direction you want to go if you encounter an intersection. All four of the players get to choose which way do they want to go. And that's what I think they meant by being for the team and being against the team. Because you can really, when you see Waluigi, he picked the other direction would lead the five purple stars compared to the other direction that has the five mini stars and then another five mini stars.
Yeah, and Waluigi's turn is last. They're taking Wario's turn at the time, so I think so. Waluigi would be last. He wouldn't be able to get the purple stars. He's trying to mess them up on purpose.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of good stars on the other side, so he doesn't want them to get that. So and then a wheel comes out and just picks it randomly, I think. Unless it stops.
Yeah.
Unless there's a way to stop it.
And know how fast that minecart goes. That minecart goes real fast. The screen, it said four. It didn't even say four spaces remaining. It just said four. Then it skipped three, and then it said two spaces remaining.
Yeah, it just drew real fast. By the way, that's Magma Mine. Gotta mention the name real quick.
That's a good thing, I think. The faster, the better. I mean, we don't
get it. Yeah, like we said, the pace being improved, always good.
Yeah, the four, three. 2-1 Yeah, we don't need that.
And that's just the spaces moving, not just all the other cutscenes that got taken out that were a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that, they showed a little bit of Blooper Beach, except for they showed us the complete water side of it. Before, we only got to see a little bit of the sand / water side. Now we just get to see them in the submarine, in water. Not underwater, but on water. Nothing else.
And for this one, you get to see a special dice block in action. You get to see the 0-1 dice block in action, and you see that it's a half chance to roll a one because three sides have one, half chance to roll a zero because the other three sides have zero on it.
Yeah. And you can see the use of it because Toad didn't want to get the purple stars in front of him, so he used that.
Yeah, Birdo said, I gotta take a zero now, but she fails.
Yeah, she tried.
Note that the randomizer. When you hit the dice block, note that it does not slow down. It's regular speed.
Yep.
Because when we first heard about the special dice block, I thought that it was going to be slower. But in this little preview, it showed that it's the same speed.
Yeah. Though there's only so much numbers to hit, so it can only do so much with it.
I'm trying to understand how when you do use a slow dice block or whatever, how you actually pick what you want, because there's six sides. How does it pick which side you want? It's not like you get to like move the control stick and pick what number you want. It's like moving in some direction. How do you know when to hit it for the right number? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know how they will accomplish that, because to me it looked like the dice block is just moving clockwise and at some angle, then move back to the other angle. I don't. I looked at. That's what I thought too.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see for that one.
Yeah. So that's the blooper board, and then they go to Bob-omb Factory after that.
So
and
it's,
we get to see a Bob-omb just jumping on people randomly.
Like we have seen in all the other previews. I think that's all that happens in that board. You just get bombs thrown at you.
It looks like when you come at that, because they give you the, you see the Bob-omb, that little triangle thing like a hazard talking about. It looked like it meant like a bomb I'm going to just fall on you randomly and just blow up. And note that in this one, Toll, he used the 0-1 dice block, trying to roll a 0 and fail as well.
I hope that's not the case when everyone else is playing, that you're always failing at these like 50-50 chance things.
Yeah.
One could hope. So yeah, not much was showing the Bob-omb Factory board. But then we went to the Boo board, Boo's Horror Castle. And they should have so more dynamic about what the Boo does in that board. Boo just chases you down.
Mm-hmm. We actually get to see them.
Chase the mini stars.
Yeah, just like ruthlessly chases you down.
I think that board looks pretty cool. I think that's my favorite board out of the five, just because we got to see an overview of the whole place, and yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, there's like the little rooms. It reminds me of the Mario Party 8 one, just better, I guess. Not random rooms.
Yeah, the random room thing got me mad. That's another topic for another day, though. Yeah, you see some of the, and then they go into the mind board. This one's my favorite so far. This mind board here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I still want to know what that plus two space does. Does it increase the lava level by some increment of two?
Yeah, I have no idea what it was either. I was looking at it for 2 seconds, like, what is that?
Or do you guys think
that makes you?
Sorry, go ahead.
It makes you wonder. There's like special spaces on every single board.
Yeah. I was thinking that maybe it's not the plus two doesn't move the lava like two whatever. It maybe there's some kind of timer like number of turns that pass, like number of people that roll the dice, like let's say five, and then it moves up. So if you hit, you go on plus two, you'll get an additional plus two, like die rolls before the lava moves up.
Maybe.
Yeah. We don't know. We're just.
And then,
yeah.
And then after that, you see Booper board, and you see Toll get hit by a dolphin. And he like loses.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can continue.
Yeah. Does he give you or make you lose a mini star, the dolphin?
Yeah, I got kind of confused at first. I don't know. Right after that next screen they show, I don't know if there was a cut screen in between it, but I know that Toad land on the blue space, and then after he got the I think that's the 1-2-3 dice block. That's what I think it is, or just a green three die block. So I'm still trying to understand what the blue space does.
Yeah, I have no idea. All I know is that dolphin just came out. I think it gave him a star, because his star can't increase by one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I just realized that. I was like, all right. And then next one, you just see Toad Road. They're approaching the end. You see some Bowser stuff.
I see three of
and,
them.
Yeah, and also a minigame just comes out of nowhere.
We see a bunch of minigames in this. We're on the next part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we see like a ton of mini games, most of which we've already seen, but some new ones. I just want to bring something up. In the comment section on the main site, people are like, "Oh, look under the O, there you can see Toadette." I'm like, "No, that's Birdo. That's definitely Birdo." For all you people that are thinking that, Toadette's not in here. Period.
Yeah, I don't see any Toadette.
It's the one, the dancing one. If you wait, when you're looking at the trailer, wait until it's all zoomed out. it's under the O at the end on the last word. People are like, oh, that looks like Toadette. No.
That's me.
Yeah.
And then, after that, they go from the minigame to the boss battles. You get to see more of the boss battles. We've already seen a lot about them, but you see the Bob-omb one, the Pooper one.
In action. So.
Not much to analyze. I mean, it's pretty much, you see what it does. I mean, you don't have to explain it.
Pretty straightforward. Bigger bombs, more points.
Yeah, they showed the Chief Chief one. I don't think we saw the Chief Chief one before, though.
Mm-mm. That one's new.
Yes, yeah, so we got first look at the Chief Chief. It looks like it's pretty underwater bore.
Mm-hmm. This one, you can clearly see, this is from at least a reference from Galaxy with the shells.
Yeah, Galaxy, where you get the green shells.
Mm-hmm.
I like those green shells in the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't come back, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they wrap up the trailer by showing the superstar. And as you can see, there is one winner. There's no enemy wins. You still get one winner at the end of it. You see Mario the superstar at the end.
So pretty much what I think it is whoever gets the most mini stars, you get one single gold star, and that's who wins. I don't think collecting those actual stars means anything. Just that means you win the game. You get one at the end. So, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
And then, yeah, so that's the trailer. There's a bunch of screenshots from the trailer. You want to check them out on the site.
They're all from the trailer.
Yeah, we're not going to go over them because they are from the trailer. I mean, we're just talking about the trailer. You can see some interesting shots, like some of the Bowser stuff. You can see some of the minigames, some of the portals, all that. So, yeah, check them out on your own time if you want. Meanwhile, we are going to move on to some of the gameplay videos from Mario Party DE. Like I said, they released a bunch of stuff. They released like a two-minute videos each of every single board, just like going through all the spaces, almost all of them. Like you see how the board's looking, all of them, all the details. They're pretty cool.
Actually, let's start with the... No, sorry. The boards, yeah. So, Toad Road, we pretty much see what we've already seen. I mean, nothing. We've already looked at this board so many times that I don't think there's anything else to analyze. We've done it all. So.
We've done it all. Yeah, we kind of seen like enough outlooks about overviews of the board and all. After that, they showed Bob-omb Factory. After that, wait, any words about Toad Road?
Just to note that only three players are playing. Not four, three.
Yeah, and all these things, it's only three people.
Yeah,
which is why I thought that the single player meant that there's only one person playing.
Yeah.
I think it just killed the guy.
So it looks like you can pick how many you want. I think you're going to have at least two, but you can pick, I think, two to four, you know. Because the minigames would still work. Four-player minigames would still work. You'd just have one less person.
One versus three would be... One versus three would work. One versus two, I guess.
Maybe they just take out the spaces. Because there's only, like, 10, I think? There's only 10 one versus three minigames, so they could easily take those out. The spaces, too.
True. And then the Bob-omb board... We did not think there would be... Some of us thought there would be a second part of it, and there wasn't. There's only 36 spaces, I believe, on the board. Like the entire thing.
Yeah, but they... 37. Stop, and then there's, like, another part. These videos don't show everything. They just show the first part.
Yeah, they don't show everything. We got to stress that. Like I said, they do not show... Well, like he said, they do not show everything. Mm-hmm. There's a tunnel after the 37. That could just be the first boss battle. Then you go to another tunnel and see more of the board.
Right.
So yeah, after that, we saw Boo's Horror Castle. The February trailer shows a nice outlook of that, but it shows more. The yellow trailer looks like he's explaining something about the Boo's, what they do, probably.
And we still don't understand because it's another language.
It wasn't in English, so it was.
That's in English.
Definitely not English. You see, like. I can't even tell what it is. But, I mean, you can go inside the mansion, or the horrid castle, that's called.
Do I think...
Yeah, they show shots inside the castle, which we did not see before.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool.
notice that the toad houses, they appear on every single board. I think they're item shops, but they do appear on every single board. This one is like it looks like a poison toad house, or maybe just blue, and I'm seeing things. But they're on every single board with different
colors. Yeah, and there is a little path leading up to it, so you would think that.
Yeah.
It would do something.
Oh, it's still the lucky space. So you actually have to land on the lucky space, just like the previous trailer. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. But you could tell which one you're getting an item from, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, like Dark Blue was saying about the blue space, but we still don't know what the blue space is. They might still give you an item.
Oh, no. I don't know. We still don't know.
Then after that, they show the Blooper Beach. They explained some stuff about it, like the pirate ship and stuff. They showed the end. They didn't really. You can't really tell anything about what the main theme of the board is.
Uh-huh.
Where the pirate ship shoots you, like Mario Party 2.
Oh, okay. That was bad. That was really bad. I did not.
That was pretty damaging. I hate that I just gotta get stuck for turns and turns, just keep on blowing up. I'll buy a golden mushroom and I'll die.
That was really, really bad, because nobody would ever get to the other island, because you get on the bridge, all right, this guy made it, oh, the next guy made it, oh, this guy gets the happening space, everyone goes back to start. Like, what? That's how the whole game ended, or that's how the whole game went.
Yeah,
exactly.
Until someone just bought Skeleton Key and went to the other side and went to Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Just took all your money.
Oh, good old times.
But, yeah, anyways, the Booper Beach, like I said, they just show, you can see the transition from, like, sand water to just flat-out water to the deep end of the ocean.
Which is...
And then the final... What?
It's kind of interesting. I don't really like this board. I'm never a fan of water boards, but, I mean, it's better than... I keep ragging on Mario Party 8, but yeah, it's better than that one, the beach. I don't like that one either.
Oh, the
this board has promising to it. Maybe, I hope it's similar to Deep Blue Sea from Mario Party 3. That's my favorite board of all time.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool if it was similar.
I really like that one too. So yeah.
And after that, the show was Magma Mine. Like we said, we had not seen any of this board before. We've seen the other four boards before, but we haven't seen any of this board until the trailer and then this gameplay video, or just like look over video.
This board map, I'm sorry, this board map is huge, in my opinion. It looks huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on.
It's funny how the, it got literally going upward, not like going up on a hill. It literally point upwards, so I want to know how would they balance on there. I want to know will they fall back or just stay there.
That has me confused too. Like, what are they gonna do there?
Sometimes you just don't question some things. You just let it go.
Well, I thought it was called Nintendo logic.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Nintendo logic. That's always how I explain everything. But they show, like we said, the upward thing. Could be cool. You never know how to implement it. And then, of course, it seems like you have to try to get outside the mines at the end. Mm-hmm. At the end, there's that little cancel space.
Yeah.
It's like a Bowser symbol at the end. And that's probably where you do the boss battle with the mine cards.
Mm-hmm. So with that chain chomps at the top, I was actually thinking for the mini boss. If you look in the video, because they go through the spaces of the first part of the board, the little castle spot for the mini boss, there's this dead dragon thing next to it. So I was thinking that would be a bone dragon. I know those things are from Yoshi's Story, if anyone remembers.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
I was thinking that.
You could also ride those in Mario Party 8, I think, right? No, not Mario Party, Mario Party, New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yes.
I don't know why I'm not a kid.
That thing, too. Yeah, I'm like, Mario Party 8? Like, but that sounds pretty cool. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was not Mario Party 8. I don't know. I was thinking maybe it would be like a Pootie Boo or something. Just like the water at it. That was my guess.
Oh, yeah, and But these board maps, do you want? I only think I could translate is that it said the green. It said the green space. It does nothing. It do nothing. But like that, green spaces does nothing.
Yeah, it looks like the green space takes away the blue space, except for, like, of course, you don't get any coins in this game, so you just land in it, and that's that.
And some, and it said, for the blue space, they said it's something about a special event, but I really don't even know.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. We'll blue keep space. You posted, though. Yeah, the blue spaces.
I also want to point out that if you look in the beginning of this Magma Mine video, you can see, like, the little toad house, like, chugging down. It's like he went down to a spot. I'm like, I don't know, just a little funny thing I noticed. It's just like choo-choo. Yeah, whatever. Okay, we got to move on.
Yeah, that's all the boards. And they also revealed a video of all the mini-games. It's not in English, so you can't really tell all the names and stuff. You see all the screens of all the games.
Mm-hmm. And if you remember back a while back, we had a news post that said there's only 4 mini-game types. And looks like that's true because there's... four player, 1v3, Bowser Jr., and boss battles. That's it.
Which confirms that there's no 2v2 games in Mario Party now.
Correct. I don't know how that... Somebody said that was confirmed. I guess it's not.
I guess there's no battle minigames either.
Yeah, there's only any battle ladder. There's no battle spaces, it looks like. So.
Well, we all know that battle minigames are the same thing as four-player minigames. They're just, you know, more intense, I guess. So they could use any.
There's also no duel minigames.
No what?
Duel.
And that's another thing they can do. They can just take one of these 4-player minigames and just cut 2 people out and you got a duel minigame.
Like our party DS. Mm-hmm.
And this time they don't actually count it like, oh, here's 44-player and 40 a duel. And
yeah, they'll be like, oh, there's 80 games, but 20 of them are the same exact game twice.
Exactly. So at least they're not doing that. I'll take this over that. So yeah, 14 boss battles, 2 per board. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah, after that, we're still not doing Mario Party.de yet. They released some option stuff. Some stuff you see in the option area, and you see Yo hosted the host once again there. So further upping that he is the host of the game.
Yeah. In one video, you actually, all there is just mini game records and other kinds of records that I really don't know what they are.
Like star records, like how much stars you get, which could be the time trial thing, like Staryu was referring to earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope not. Like the single player thing, I really hope not. That does not sound fun.
Yeah. And you can also see, like you could buy some of the extra mini games. I think it is. Maybe that's just... No, that's not buying. That's records. I thought you bought them.
What do you guys think about the place that they're in? This little observatory-looking place.
Well, first of all, the artwork kind of reminded me of Mario Party 3 when at first glance. I don't know why.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, just because... I don't know why, but yeah, I see that too.
Yeah, it just looks like Mario Party. The dice block, like the surroundings a little bit, kind of remind me of the Peach Castle. Not exactly, but, you know. And the way, like, for example, like, where it says, like, Blooper Beach and the Mario Party DE video with the thing, the board, it looked like Mario Party 3 text to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I like Mario Party 3 my favorite, but...
I think that's everyone's favorite.
This style is like sort of similar to Mario Party 3.
Yeah, which is a good thing because Mario Party 3 was a very good game.
Mm-hmm. It was. It still is.
Yeah, that's the options, and then there's also the unlockables. You could see there's a list of 13 unlockables on one thing. Mm-hmm. You could see like 50 points was pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's gonna be more than that.
Yeah, that's just like one section of it. There's like 6 sections, I think, of all the unlockable stuff.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense.
Like, it said at the end, like, there you see the little 6 sections, but they're all 50 things, so it's obviously, like, probably just, like maybe, like, figures or something. Mm-hmm. You can't tell because it's not English, but it's, like, the European version.
Yeah.
But
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the awesome stuff. And somehow, some way, we finally made it through all that Mario Party 9 news. Can you believe it?
I can't, because there's a lot.
There's only more to come, so you got to stick here at this podcast and learn more about it.
And more to come. Mario Party.D will have more stuff. They will be up
there.
Once again, one more shout out to Mario Party.D.
They actually, on Valentine's Day, they went out to an event to play Mario Party 9. They gathered questions and they got tons of video. And yeah, they're going to be updating throughout the day. So keep checking.
And of course, we'll update you on whatever happens with any new news from them or anywhere else. Keep tabs on Mario Party Legacy. But yeah, we're going to jump into the community news. And first things first, our Activity Central, which we closed down for a little bit, is back up. It's basically, you know, it's not exactly like a forum games like you play, like this or that. Would you rather eat chicken or eat popcorn or something like that? It's more like advanced games like MPI, like Mario Party, like play Mario Party on the forums or whatever. And we'll get handed over to Staryu and Dark Boom. They'll go over to Activity Central for you. Yeah.
The Activity Central is more complex than normal forum games. So far, the games we have are Mario Party Interactive Forecast, a game I'm hosting, Mario Party. It's like Mario Party 3, but more forum style, you know, so you can play it on the forum. There's a Mario Party forum style adventure hosted by Dark Boo. Boo, would you like to explain it?
Oh yes, I will. Mario Party forum style adventure. It's just like a forum game, but it have little pieces and this and that from previous Mario Parties and the upcoming Mario Party game, like the mini stars coming from Mario Party 9. And it's not that hard, but it's a mixture of doing. It's like adventure where you have to complete missions in order to progress through the board map, and you can work as a team to do this. You can unlock doors to let some people do the puzzles and everything. And it's not that hard. And the mini games, then it's a faster pace that make you travel around the board at a faster pace instead of mini game where we slow it down. And due to it having multiple floors, we do have to speed up the game.
Yeah, and one thing, even though it's called Mario Party Form Style, it's not exactly like your classic. It's not classic mode, put it that way. Kind of like Mario Party 9 is not classic mode. This isn't classic mode either.
Yes.
But it's very different. It's very cool. If you have time, you can check it out, play it. It's very fun. And, of course, Mario Party Interactive now.
Yeah, that one, Mario Party. It's Mario Party 3 style. Mario Party 3 style, obviously. With sunny and rainy weather affecting the board in different ways. Like, spaces will turn to different locations on rainy weather. There's also some item changes. There's different mini games and different weathers, different spaces. You know, it's just completely different depending on the weather. Also, real quick, I want to say something about Mario Party Eclipse, a game hosted by Yoshi 8984. It's basically Mario Party. It's a lot like Mario Party 6. Or
his favorite game is Mario Party 6. So.
Yeah, so he was gonna make it like that, of course. It's just like Mario Party 6. Anyone who has played Mario Party 6, I would definitely recommend playing this form game. It's very fun. Dark Boo, would you like to say anything about it? Help me out here.
I love Mario Party 6, man. That's my game. That's why I like that game. I was like, yes. Yoshi 894 will be hosting that game, and he had practice hosting the game, and when he gives out his game and for everybody to join, you can join the game because the game is actually fun, especially if you love Mario Party 6, like by the star you have to say.
I think that's all the activities currently.
I was thinking of starting up a Mafia.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. Like, you guys have your hands full of that Mario Party, so I'm sure you'll make a Mafia. Of course, we have a lot of new members, so that's another thing about the community. We have a lot of new members.
A lot.
I don't know what the exact number is, but activity has shot. Of course, the site didn't really have that much people going on at the time before Mario Party 9. Mm-hmm. like the big bust of stuff starting like January mainly.
Right. When the news started coming in. So did
the people started.
Yeah.
Let me see. 154 new people. Oh, sorry, 54. I mean, 54 people joined in the past 15 days, which is a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot.
And it's not just, random people. A lot of these people actually post after they register. Would you believe that? It's kind of crazy.
it's a good thing.
The activity is really going crazy. The article that I have up on the main site, it got 52 comments in, it's been 12 hours since I posted the news. It's the Shy Guy Unlockable 12th Character DK article. 52 comments in less than 12 hours. Kind of crazy, but fun. So join the forum if you haven't already.
A lot of activity going on. We have so many things now. You may be like, it's not me, but once you find somebody comment, you want to comment on it. And that's, you know, that comment turn into comments, so you know how it goes.
Yeah, join in the Mod Party 9 discussion. Heck, posts all around the forum. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Also, I want to just throw something out. On the main site, all over our articles, people, because you can, if you want, you can comment on our articles. You just leave a name and your comment. And people are posing as different characters, Kodak, Shy Guy, and whatnot. Wow. And they're just yelling at each other, going nuts. So if you like that kind of stuff, just join in. Yeah, so I think that wraps up the community news. We're going to go into some mailbag now.
Oh, yes, mailbag.
Yes, look through our mail.
Right. Arctic Activity, that ended finally. It's this December thing that we did for the entire month of December. We had an activity every single day. So that finally ended. We had some pretty long contests that finally ended up finishing these last couple of days. So we finally wrapped things up there, and yeah, it was fun. This news is kind of all over the place, so bear with us here.
If you heard any random comments, my sister kind of just raided into me just now.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, she was like, Johnny, do you like a weird voice? Yeah, that was her, so.
Thanks for the heads up.
The news. What about the interview?
Oh, see, yeah, we're kind of all over the place here. ONM, Official Nintendo Magazine, they run this weekly feature where they seek out different fan sites for different series, and they ask them a few questions, and they post them up on their site. So they contacted me. They asked me if I wanted to do it. You know, I said yes. I had a few questions asked, like favorite Mario Party, why I like series, what's the best thing about running a site. If you want to check that out, go over to either our main site, we have a link posted in one of the news articles, or you can go to ONM, the Official Nintendo Magazine, their website. They have the feature up there if you want to check it out. Yeah.
So, that's big.
I felt pretty honored. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That means our quote-unquote little site isn't really a little site.
Yeah.
Getting featured on ONM.
It wasn't like I contacted them. They came up, they emailed me, and I was like, it's just like a fake email or something. Like, I had to go check the email address. Is this like some random Joe over here trying to be an ONM? But no, it was the real deal, so... Pretty cool.
Very cool. Very cool. So, like we tried to get to a minute ago, we actually got mailbag questions.
Yes. We actually got mailbag questions. And most of them are because I bribed the members to with achievement points. So they gave us some questions. But we did get one question that someone sent in on their own. So thank you. This email is from Anthony. He asks, there has been a lot of conflicting news, but I was wondering if you think the 8,000 minions that were mentioned in one of our articles, will they be playable in Mario Party 9?
Well, will they just be in, not really playable?
Or yeah, will they be in? Right. Will they be in? We don't know. Playable? No. We know that there's only going to be 12 characters. That's final. We don't know.
I don't think they're going to be in, because you see Bowser Jr. has this huge role. I think that's about it on that.
Right. For the Bowser family. Just to refresh everyone, those 8 Bowser minions were... I don't remember, but they had like Dry Bones, Koopa Kid, and like Blooper, Hammer Bro, and...
Boo, what else? Goomba? Did you mention that? Koopa?
Koopa.
Hammer
Bro and all that.
Yeah,
it was basically like playable characters from before.
Yeah, exactly. So that was actually a preview. I think it's a bunch of baloney. So sorry, I don't think so.
Put it lightly, it's a bunch of baloney.
Okay.
That's the answer to that question.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Anthony. Our next question is from Vip Soccer Master. I got the name right. This question is...
I just say VIP Soccer Master.
VIP.
That's the way I've always been saying it, so whatever. I'm not going to change it now.
He's the VIP.
All right, I'll change it. Okay, sorry. So he asks, there are many debates on who will be the 12th playable character. Some say it might be Toadette or DK. However, articles have been saying it's a character that's entirely new to Mario Party. Who do you think it is? So we've talked about this extensively. So let's just focus in on that last part. He says...
The new ones.
Yeah, he says articles have been saying that this character is entirely new. So what entirely new character to the Mario Party series could it be that we haven't talked about already?
Like entirely new, as in a character has not appeared, or a, like entirely new character entirely, like has never appeared in Mario games ever.
Not playable, I think.
Yeah.
More
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna make a new character.
I would be so lost. I'm so lost to what they mean, but I don't even know. If it is an entirely new character, it had to be a character that wasn't a major or minor. It was like a non-playable character. It had to be like one of them.
Yeah, I can't really name by the top of my head that I would say, oh, it's probably that guy or that girl.
Well, this kind of leads into the next question that Vip had two questions. VIP Soccer Master has two questions. He says, why do many think Rosalina is the new character? So that's someone entirely new. Why?
I think the obvious answer is because of all the Galaxy references.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And because like she's appeared in both the new Mario Karts, Wii and 7.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure she appeared in anything else, but she did appear in those. And Mario Kart is a big franchise.
Yeah.
In Mario
I highly doubt she's going to be playable. Out of all characters, it's like her, it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, originally that was who I thought it was going to be, but I've switched over to DK. I know you guys don't think it's DK either, but...
Nope.
Do you guys think it's there's a better chance for DK than Rosalina, then?
No. I think they just scrapped DK from Mario Party.
Just completely?
I think Rosalina has more of a chance than DK.
Yeah.
Don't give up hope.
I love DK, but I gave up hope.
See, but it's not Hudson anymore. Hudson was clearly trying to, kept pushing him out of the picture. We got someone new, and I really think they're trying to go back to the roots. Or just in terms of the character roster.
It's not the gameplay,
yeah,
obviously.
I was going to say, that's a huge mistake right there. That's like completely opposite. But whatever. So, that's the answer to that. Why? Space. Pretty much.
So, the next question.
Next question is from Chubster.
Chubster. Chubbs.
Just for fun, would you guys like to see a Mario Party board game? Not the video game, but an actual board game, like Monopoly.
That'd be pretty fun.
The only thing is, you wouldn't be able to really play mini games, and that's like a huge staple in Mario Party. Even when they try to change up this whole the vehicle thing, they still had mini games, so
right.
It'd be hard to play Mario Party without a mini game.
And well, I'm actually gonna bring up
maybe they could do something like Mario Party Advance. Like didn't they have like a mini board thing? Mine came with a map.
That's what I was gonna bring up. It was Mario Party e-reader. They had like a Monopoly styled board, and you would actually play mini games on the Game Boy Advance. So
you're still playing mini games.
Yeah, I never got a chance to play it. Has anyone else?
Nope.
Mario Party Advance or Mario Party e-reader?
The E-reader.
Oh, I think I played it once, but that was with a friend. I forgot which game I played of which mini game, but I remember playing it. The details are foggy.
So if they actually made a board game like in the store, would you guys buy it?
Totally.
Yeah, I'll try it out. I buy all the Mario Party games. I might as well buy the board game.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I think I would too. I don't think there's any way out of it.
Yeah, there's no way out of it.
I don't have a choice. Chubster also asks, with the trailer we received on January 13th, that was the one we analyzed today, what aspects did you see?
January 13th?
I meant...
Ooh, oh my.
Oh my god, that was a good one. Yes.
Okay. It's whatever.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, so you know, for over an hour.
Since we're gonna bring up long days, I got like 3 hours of sleep because this Mario Party .d stuff, I was talking to Dark Boo last night. At like 1 in the morning, I was like, okay, I gotta go to sleep. I had my iPod next to me, so if I got an email from the unknown, that's the guy who runs Mario Party.d, I'm in contact with him. If I get an email, it'll wake me up, and it wakes me up at like 3 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, great, like this, I hope it's something good, and there's like 6 videos of boards, and yeah, I stayed up until like 5, just typing stuff up, and then I couldn't sleep.
I couldn't do that. First of all, I'd be angry if somebody wake me up.
So, yeah. So, I don't even remember what the question was. I'll read it again.
What aspects of the trailer stood out to you?
Okay, so, here's the question.
Okay. Ooh, what aspect? I think that... Oh, Lord, the heads-up display. Ooh, I can't even speak. The heads-up display, when they show you the number... If you roll this number... You land on this space. I think that was quite excellent. Instead of making people count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, same.
I was happy because my mama does that. And it takes a lot of time. You be like, look at the thing. Look at what number you need to roll in on that space. Let's go. Everybody, let's go. Roll that. Hit that dice block. Let's move.
I think the Bob-omb and Boo, those interactions with the pretty much villains, I guess, to say the enemy or the board, that kind of stood out to me. I was wondering if there's any of those on like the other boards or there's just those two boards. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like maybe the lava board. That's the other thing that stood out to me. The whole raising of the lava thing. I think that's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
For the board to like spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're not just like, it's not like totally just walk around the board. All of a sudden, you have to worry about a lot. It's like another aspect of the game you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it'll take a certain path to avoid lava. Or maybe you want to sink people in lava. I don't know. The +2 spaces there are obviously like intriguing. You can just like 3 of them in that one area this show.
I want to know what they do. No! I want to know what they do.
Yeah. That's the question?
Yep. That one kind of stood out for me, and there's some of the boss mini games. Some of the mini games itself, especially when it showed all the mini games, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out what mini game I'm gonna be good in. That's my first look. I'll be good in this, bad, horrible, don't ask me to play this mini game, and then so on. So I was just planning when I saw the trailer.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
For the next question. Oh, this one. Okay. This last is from question. The Wolf Bunny. He's from the forum. This one's kind of an odd question. We might not be too familiar with it, but his question is, who does a better Bowser voice, Kenny James or Scott Burns? For me, I would go with the one that's deeper, the voice that's deeper. I don't know who's who, but whoever has the deeper voice, I think, better suits Bowser. Yeah.
Kenny James.
I'm sorry, I don't know who they are.
The Scott Burns, didn't he do the ones on the GameCube Mario parties, like Mario Party 6 to 7? And then, like, the guy at Kenny James did, like, Mario Kart Wii.
Well, who did Mario Kart Wii I did not like, so.
I'm really just going, I'm so sorry. Whichever one that has the Bowser attitude. Whichever one has that attitude, that's the one I choose.
Whoever does a good Bowser roar. That's just my take. Whoever roars good.
True.
Alright, so I think we're good with that. And this, he also has another question, which, again, this is a very popular topic, but were you expecting Rosalina to be in this game?
And we have to put a quick asterisk here, because Rosalina is not in the game right as of right now.
Yeah. Maybe he means just, is that something you expect to happen?
Oh.
You? Maybe he meant, are you?
I doubt it. Like I said, I doubt it.
Yeah, we've gone through this, like, I think 4 times in the podcast.
Yeah, so. Rosalina is a frontrunner, though, as you know. A lot of people, maybe people don't want her, but a lot of people do question her being in. Right now, the big three is, the one that we did not mention at all on this podcast is Kamek. We didn't say a thing about Kamek. He's still up in the air about whether he could be playable or not, or whether he just, like, Bowser's second-hand man. So, it looks like Bowser Jr. had that role on deck.
I really think Kamek is going to just be a boss. That's the way it's going to fit that way. Fits best.
It'd be weird if Kamek was playable. That'd just be an odd choice.
One thing is, though, like, Kamek, like, usually, like, in, let's say, Super Mario Galaxy, he's in the original cutscene. Like, he chops Mario away from Peach or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, like, been that kind of person in the cutscenes, like, the new Super Mario Brothers games and all that. But in this one, it doesn't look like he's in the opening scene. It's just Bowser and Bowser Jr. on the top. So.
That's because he's hanging out on the Bowser board as a boss.
I don't know. Maybe he's... I don't know. I think he's too evil to be a playable character.
Yeah. He just doesn't fit as a playable character.
He's just too evil. Like I said, he has such a big role in these new games. Like, why would all of a sudden he decide to be playable?
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I think that'd be pretty cool. But I don't think it would happen. Yeah.
It would be a good interest. There's a difference between a good interesting and a bad interesting. Bad interesting is Blooper being played. That's just odd.
Yeah.
But Kamek is a good interesting. Mm-hmm.
I like how this question was about Rosalina. We're just talking about Kamek.
Well, we talked about Rosalina for how long?
Exactly.
So I hope that answers your question. Wolf Bunny.
Yeah, and on that note, we covered everything we wanted to cover today. We want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to wrap it up here. Any last words, Super Zamzy?
Yes, if you want to send any mail, because we really, really like it, send it to our email, podcast@MarioPartyLegacy.com. Or if you're on the forum, just PM the Millennium account. There will be information in the podcast board for that. Yeah, and we have 15 days until the European release. That's like 2 weeks. So, expect madness.
We already have madness. Just expect the madness to continue.
Just escalate from here.
If it's possible. It will, though. So, yeah, last words from Spider Starry.
Well, I'm really looking forward to finding out who that last 12th character is. it's just been eating up my mind, and I'm just dying to find out. So hopefully, like, hopefully before we do the next podcast, hopefully we can find out who that last 12th character is. I just really hope so. But yeah, that's all I have to say. I hope we all find out soon enough.
Yeah. By the time we do that next podcast, the European release will be almost a week away. So
we both. Yeah. So we should expect something soon.
So can I just say something really quick? Actually, ask a question. Since we're so okay, I guess I gave myself permission. Since we're so close to release, we'll probably know these last two boards, maybe even before the next podcast. So if you guys just want to say what you think the last two boards will be, just as a like a historical document on what it's, see if you got it right or something.
I think one's gonna be a Bowser board. That's kind of obvious to me the whole time. The last board will be a Bowser board.
See, but what kind? Because it's we already have a lava board, so
yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. It's gonna be a Bowser board though.
Okay. And okay.
The other one's probably gonna be a Galaxy board.
Okay.
Or maybe just like a space theme in general. Mm-hmm. We haven't really seen a space one yet, and they've been implementing like, so much. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I think the same thing. I think same board
math
everything.
Star Ryu?
What?
Last two boards, what do you think they're going to be?
From which two? Oh, two boards, a Bowser one and a Galaxy one. If it's not a Bowser one, I think it might be a Pipe one. Underground.
Hmm. Oh, there you have it. My other guess would be something from the story cutscene. I don't know why. Maybe something built off of that.
Okay.
Maybe Peach's castle in the background or something like that.
That'd be pretty interesting.
So I doubt it. Yeah.
For me, I'll just go with what I've always been saying. Bowser board. I very original, I know. And I said a rainbow board because of all the rainbows on the box art.
Rainbow.
So I don't... Hey, you never know what they're going to pull out. So that's
and
it.
And last words. Yeah. Last words from Dark Blue.
Ooh, yeah. I'm still gonna be trying to figure out what all them spaces do.
Yeah, you've been tangled up on that for a while.
I want to know. I want to know what they do, because if I land on something, I'm gonna be angry. My mom might hear a few words that might not be pleasant. But yeah, I'm really waiting for it. I'm waiting for the European release date. Cause me and my friend, we said that he gonna go on Skype. I'm gonna watch him play Mario Party 9 and get my little 2 piece and my 50 cents to what he should do, and get a basic observation. And that's all to it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And for MarioParty.de, thank you very much for them trailing them videos. Thank you very much, because I'm gonna go crazy up in here. But yes, yes, thank you. I can say it in so many languages, but thank you. I know. Thank you, merci beaucoup, et donc, et consir. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, one thing to note, MarioParty.de, they could be uploading something new as we speak. You never know. I don't think they're done yet uploading stuff.
Yeah.
So just be on the lookout for that. We'll have it all up. They'll have it all up. So yeah.
Yep.
And yeah. My last words, I've been overwhelmed by the amount of news. I didn't check the site in 3 days. In that 3 days, there's like two new trailers, a bunch of stuff in the Mario Party DE site. I'd catch up on everything. What is going on?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm overwhelmed. That's my last words. But excited. I'm very excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, we're all pumped up. We are anticipating the release. Of course, the American release comes out in like 25 days, I believe. 25. The European, 15 days. So, yeah, or 16, I think. But, yeah. That's it for this podcast. We'll see you guys probably next week on our usual time, our usual Wednesday. So, yeah, we had fun doing this, and see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.